College football just got a lot more complicated. The Big Ten, which is really the Big 11, could soon become the Big 12. While the actual Big 12 officially lost the University of Colorado today, making it, unofficially, the Big 11, and the Pac-10 the Pac-11. Other schools, including Nebraska, are also said to be mulling a move out of the Big 12, throwing the future of the entire conference into doubt. Well, to help us make sense of all this, we're joined by Dan Wetzel, national columnist for Yahoo Sports. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
And let's start with what is confirmed. Colorado is leaving the Big 12 for the Pac-10. Why and what does this mean for the conferences?
Well, I think it's the first domino of what will probably destroy the Big 12. Expected to follow Colorado to the Pac-10, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech, turning that into the Pac-16, if you can believe it. And it's really the first shift in what's going to probably be a tumultuous, seismic movement of teams over the next week to 10 days.
Why? What's driving these universities to go into these conferences?
Well, with college athletics, you know one thing. It's not academics. It's all money. And increasingly, athletic budgets have soared, and schools are desperate to try to balance their books. Currently, one of the really two ways to make money is television contracts. So what you're seeing are schools herding together in bigger and bigger groups to try to attract the most money possible.
So who stands to win in all this, and who might be the losers?
The people who win are the athletic directors, the college football coaches who get million-dollar salaries. If it's about money, it's where's the money going. They're not paying the players. It's going to someone, and it's really going to a small group of people.
Now, it's not as if the Big 12 is some hallowed institution. I remember when Colorado was in the Big 8. So this is an arrangement that lasted for about how many years, would you say?
It's about 15 years. These are like Hollywood marriages in a lot of ways. The Big 8, in an effort to get more TV sets, since the Big 8 states are not very populated, they grouped up with four Texas schools where the population is to get their own TV deal. So it's not like the storied league is busted up. It was put together for TV. It's getting blown up by TV.
Is Notre Dame going to join a conference?
Well, Notre Dame is one of the key linchpins here. The Fighting Irish are the only major independent in the country. They value that independence greatly. It's whether or not the landscape changes so much that their hand is forced and they would have to join the Big Ten. We'll see. Notre Dame, though, is very, very reluctant. They like the unique stature they have and their ability to play football games coast to coast rather than mostly in one region of the country.
Dan, with all this shifting around of the big conferences, would it change the way the BCS, the Bowl Championship Series, works for who gets to play in the postseason championship game?
Fans hope so, because fans want to see a playoff. But the Bowl Championship Series is really, as much as it's a way to crown a champion, it's really a way to control things and keep certain leagues from having access to the championship game. It's hoarding power, which in that way turns into the hoarding of money. So there's a lot more money on the table with a playoff. As we keep going, as this thing gets bigger and bigger and more professionalized, I think the resistance to a playoff wanes. I think more and more university presidents realize the need to diversify the income coming in. By making it all about just television sets, you're stuck trying to scramble for bigger conferences where if you tap into the playoff money, it really wouldn't be necessary. So I think eventually we're going to have it because it just makes too much fiscal sense.
Dan Wetzel, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's Dan Wetzel, national columnist for Yahoo Sports, talking about all the realignment news in college football.
You're listening to All Things Considered.